Well, welcome back, listeners, to Siouxland Catholic Radio. Oh, and you thought that we were all done. Lisa kind of thanked Mary, which was very nice of her. We appreciate Lisa thanking Mary. But we're not done with Mary yet. We have a few more things that we want to talk to her about. So I am not Lisa Niebuhr. I'm Joanne Fox, and me and Lisa are the co-hosts for today's show. And it's been quite the tag team. We are just delightful. We're going to be taking this show on the road. I think the bus is just about ready to pick us up and take us away. So in the studio with me is Mary Hendricks. Guys, so appreciate you, Mary, taking time out of your schedule. Director of Mission Integration at our Catholic Hospital here in Sioux City. Serves the tri-state area, Mercy One. Used to be St. Joe, used to be St. Vincent. Then it was Marion, then it was Mercy, and now it's Mercy One. So, great institution. We've spent most of this program talking about mission integration and really breathtaking, wonderful things that are being done that I think most listeners may not even be aware of. But I know I've got that one listener out there, and he or she is thinking to him or herself, you know, I think I could help. There's so many different ways to help. And when we were off air, we kind of talked a little bit about the Eucharistic ministers. Those are individuals that distribute Holy Communion to patients, and then they're also available if there's a lot of folk in the chapel, although the priest pretty much can handle the chapel congregation. But that doesn't preclude that somebody might not be needed to help distribute. So, Mary, maybe you can explain to the listeners so they don't think that just anybody can come in and be a communion distributor.
Sure. So these are Eucharistic ministers from parishes in our diocese that are then volunteering at Mercy One as a Eucharistic minister.
Right. So as myself is, I am a Eucharistic minister, distributor of communion at my parish. And I had to go through some training, and I had to be certified or whatever and empowered to be able to do that, because there's a lot that goes into that, the whole understanding of that is the real presence of our Lord and Savior, and that it's a reverential thing to do. And so if you're thinking to yourself, well, that's something I do in my church, then you can call Mary, and she can kind of explain to you a little bit more about the needs, because there are individuals now that we're pretty much past a lot of COVID stuff. They can go into patients' rooms and distribute Holy Communion, whereas before it was the priests who were doing it if they felt comfortable doing it, correct?
Absolutely. So the Eucharistic ministers from the community are not going into any COVID positive rooms at this time, or anyone that's in isolation. So we're limiting that to only our staff. So that's the difference right now for our Eucharistic ministers.
Okay, so hopefully, listeners, that kind of clarifies in your head. It's such a Catholic thing, but we know we have listeners who are not Catholic, and we love that they listen to this program. We so appreciate their support. So there are other areas in the hospital that one can volunteer at. I think you still have folks at the front desk who might wave and say, welcome, you know, how can I help you? Individuals who might answer the phone, perhaps. And the gift shop, which I love. I absolutely love. They have the most unusual things in that gift shop. So how would an individual who's listening go about? I mean, do they call you? Obviously, call you or email you. And before the program's over, we'll give that phone number and the email again. And then just start the conversation. And then the next step would be probably filling out paperwork, because you always got the paperwork to do these things. So kind of walk the listeners through the phone call or email, and then what happens next.
Sure. So you can call me at 279-2003, or my email is hendrikm@mercyhealth.com. So you would first email me. We have an application process. Like you said, there is some paperwork involved. We do a background check on any of our volunteers as a requirement as a healthcare institution. And then we go through some orientation. We talk about what's most important to the volunteer and what are some of the opportunities that we have within the hospital and how can we match those up. So some folks love that gift shop, which I love that gift shop as well. Mm-hmm. The shop within is what it's called. And right now, Jennifer runs the gift shop and she does a fabulous job. And she has it packed full right now. And some of the things are related to holidays. So she has some really wonderful Halloween and Thanksgiving items in there. She has a lot of nice spiritual gifts as well. So if you're looking for something like that, she has clothing and jewelry and all kinds of wonderful things in there. So
yes. She has snacks.
She has snacks.
I love the snacks.
So that's a great opportunity. We, like you mentioned, we also have greeters, or we have people that, you know, each person that's coming into the hospital currently, you have to check in. And so we're doing that temperature check. We're giving the stickers out that you've gone through the screening. And so a volunteer is often at that desk as well and greeting the folks as they're coming in, but then also helping them get to where they're going for different services, or if they're visiting a loved one, we help them get to that location. The volunteers also get to deliver flowers, which is one of those fun things to do. So that's an opportunity as well. We have some new volunteers that are starting with our MILVET program, and that's something brand new. It stands for Military and Veteran Program. And so they're training our colleagues on how can we best meet the needs of our patients that have been in the military, either served or are serving, and they have special healthcare needs, and we need to be more aware of those healthcare needs. And so that program is just getting off the ground right now, and we have some volunteers that are supporting that program. I think that's a wonderful program. And I think it's a great way for us to get to know the patient on a very personal level so that we can put their story into their medical record. So each time they're coming back, then we know that story without asking each time. So that's really going to be wonderful.
So when you think about all these volunteer opportunities, and there's so many, and I love that, military veterans. I think that is astonishing. What a tremendous need there must be for that kind of individual. But what would you say is someone who does something out of the ordinary, where people would go, oh, I didn't think you could do that as a volunteer at Mercy One. So an unusual kind of volunteer.
Well, we have some volunteers that don't like to be front-facing. So they're working in the back room, right? So they're helping just support the colleagues in their particular areas. So they might be doing some filing. They might be doing some sorting. So an example is in employee health. So if you can imagine what our employee health department has been doing during COVID. So they're keeping track of vaccinations. And if we have staff that are coming from other Mercy One sites to help us, to making sure that all those employee records are current. Now we're going through, we'll be offering the flu vaccination for our colleagues as well. So our employee health department is getting ready for that, and then coordinating that vaccination for all colleagues.
Yeah, and I, you know, again, we've talked so much about the face of the volunteer, the greeter, the person in the gift shop, you know, other individuals that kind of support. But it's very important to have somebody stuffing envelopes.
Absolutely.
And sometimes that is just as important a job as anything else. And that means then, you know, those individuals who would just not rather interact with the public or anybody else, but they want to help out. Mm-hmm. One of the things I think listeners might be curious about is, do I have to volunteer like a certain amount of hours a week or a month to stay current as a volunteer? Or what would that suggestion be? Because a lot of people, time is precious, and they just kind of want to know, well, what do you expect of me? Because maybe I can do it.
So I think it really varies according to what the volunteer is looking for. So we have some volunteers that come once a week on Tuesdays for the afternoons, and that's what they're committed to. Other folks just want to come a couple times a month. Or I'm talking to a snowbird just like you that is interested in just volunteering while she's here in the community before they're heading to the warmer weather in the wintertime. So That's an opportunity as well. So it isn't a specific number of hours.
Okay. One more time, Mary, if you wouldn't mind giving your phone number. And it is a Sioux City number, so it's got the 712 in front of it. But what is that phone number?
It's 712-279-2003.
Okay. And the email?
HENDRIKM at mercyhealth.com.
Okay, hopefully you had a pen, pencil, piece of paper to jot that down, or you pulled out your phone real quick and taped it, or whatever. I am so tickled that we were able to share all this information with our listeners today. It speaks volumes to mission integration at Mercy One here in Siouxland. So, listeners, that wraps up my show for today. I want to thank my guest in the studio, Mary Hendrick. She is Director of Mission Integration. Mary, thank you so much for coming and talking about everything that is so wonderful at our Catholic hospital.
Thank you for having me, Joanne and Lisa.
Yeah, and I want to thank my co-host, Lisa Niebuhr. This was baptism by fire for her. She did a great job. And so again, listeners, I want to remind you, Faith in Action airs every Monday at 9 a.m., replays every Saturday at 7 p.m. And then also you can visit our website, fhcradio.com. You click on Listen Live and Podcasts, and these shows come up. So on behalf of the producer of this show, Ann Reed, and myself, I want to remind you, a faithful reaction can be good, but faith in action is so much better. Thanks for listening, and God bless.